This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Survivors of the Club Q shooting testified in front of Congress today. It was part of a House Oversight Committee hearing on the rise of anti-LGBTQ rhetoric and violence. Club Q bartender Michael Anderson pleaded with lawmakers to do better, saying hate speech turns into action.
Hate speech turns into hate action, and actions based on hate almost took my life from me at 25 years old. I beg you all to consider your words before you speak them, for someone may use those words to justify action, action that may take someone's life.
Colorado Democratic Representative Diana DeGette introduced a resolution today condemning the attack on the club. Denver Online Elementary will close at the end of the school year. CPR's Paolo Schulze does more.
The online learning program was created as an alternative to in-person learning while the pandemic is raging. But now, citing low enrollment and subsiding COVID precautions, the district announced its pending closure this week. The online program went from serving 550 students at its peak to just 200 this year. A majority of its students come from underserved communities. Parents pled with the district to keep it open, arguing the school benefited students. The online middle and high school programs existed before the pandemic and will remain open. I'm Paolo Schulze, CPR News.
Meanwhile, Aurora Public Schools' chief of staff is the sole finalist for the district's interim superintendent while the search for a permanent leader continues. The school board will vote in the new year to make Mark Seglum's temporary promotion official. Earlier this month, the school board narrowly voted to remove on from its previous superintendent after a 9-year stint in charge. This is CPR News.